Hello, everyone. So it's just me here. Everyone else is having a fun day on a Sunday. So I just actually came on just so I can just talk to you guys for a little bit. I didn't have anything, you know, particular pressing that we wanted to talk about today. We just wanted to basically update you guys and just let you know that we're on. So we did have some changes. So the first change is that we now only record Sunday through Thursday. So Sunday, normally we would be online and it would be all of us girls like we usually do. But today's a little different. We have one member of our crew that's traveling. So we just want to wish Kay happy and safe travels. And we have Tawana, who is busy hustling as usual, and Kat, who is busy doing her thing as usual as well. So everyone is having a fun day Sunday, including myself. So I hope everyone had a safe and happy 4th of July. Mine was quiet. I stayed inside and basically got caught up in some work. So that is a good thing for me, at least. So I'm not sure exactly what the rest of you lovely people did, but hopefully you had a safe and fun Saturday, which was the 4th of July. And so, again, we'll be back tomorrow. I know we have an interview with the lovely Amanda, who will be discussing her health journey. And I'm not sure if anyone has a similar story, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that has a similar story to Amanda's, where they're trying to battle with weight issues. So Amanda's going to open up with us a little bit about her journey with her weight and why she needs to go through a surgery route to get healthy. Because at the end of the day, it's about getting healthy. It's not necessarily about what America deems a healthy size to be. It's what is actually healthy for you and what size you need to be to, you know, sustain your life and to have a, you know, the best life that you can. Because just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're healthy. So that's, I know a lot of people, they think that skinny equals healthy, and I'm a slender person. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm a healthier person. It just means I'm a slender person. So at the end of the day, it's more about getting healthy for you. So we're also going to be talking about plastic, where's the self-love, and that's about plastic surgery. So are you happy in the body basically that God gave you? And just because you get plastic surgery doesn't necessarily mean that you're not happy with where you're at. It means that you may just want a little, you know, a little maintenance, a little work. So, I mean, to each his own. And then on the 7th, we're going to do a Truth or Dare episode, and that's going to be the truth about how we see ourselves. So that's going to be interesting. On the 8th, we're going to be talking about camera ready. Does the media play a part in how you look at yourself? So we're going to be doing that on the 8th. Then on the 9th, we're going to be talking about how open are you to change? So are you open to change? Are you someone that is not necessarily so open to change? So that's pretty much our week. So on the 5th, again, it's going to be the interview with Amanda. We're going to be talking about her health journey. Then on the 6th, we're going to be doing an issue or episode about plastic surgery. The 7th, we're going to play a little game, Truth or Dare. On the 8th, we're going to talk about camera ready. On the 9th, we're going to be talking about how open are you to change. So that's going to round out our week. And then we all have trending news during each episode, as we have been doing. And we hope that you guys like the trending news, because we're doing a whole episode based on the feedbacks that we've been getting about our trending news. So we just want to keep everyone updated on that. So today's trending news, because I do have one for you today, is about Kanye West. So I don't know. I mean, if you've been living underneath the rock, if you don't know who Kanye West is, or Kim Kardashian, because that's her famous husband. So Kim Kardashian obviously is married to Kanye West. who is a rapper. And he was noted recently as saying that he was running for president this year. So I don't know what everyone thoughts about that. I mean, is it good to have a president that we're already familiar with? Because we were already familiar with Trump by, you know, him being a businessman. And I'm going to just read what Forbes had said about him running for president. So from Forbes.com, it says, for years, Kanye West has teased fans with the prospect of running for president, claiming to have been inspired by President Trump's bizarre blend between reality TV and his successful political strategy. So it says, yesterday, West finally announced his 2020 presidential run. Or rather, he typed a tweet on his phone and tapped send. So his, it looks like Twitter handle is Yee, at Kanye West. So it says, we must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision and building our future. I am running for president of the United States, 2020 vision. Now, I don't know if that's something that you want to take serious or if this is something that, you know, yay, put out there, just, you know. So what else the article says is that for now, there's no evidence that West has actually filed the necessary paperwork, meaning he would have to run as a write-in candidate if he is really serious. So I guess if he's serious, we soon shall find out, because he's going to have to, you know, step up and do something soon if he wants to actually really run for president. So I'm interested to know if that's something that's really going to happen, if people are really going to take him seriously. I'm a little concerned about that. And I'm not saying that he could be worse than what we already experienced. In regards to his wife, I mean, she's already been out here, you know, freeing prisoners. And she looks like she, or seems in my eyes, to really want to seriously run for presidency. Or actually, she wants to be the first lady, it looks like. So she's doing things. I feel like she's doing more first lady than maybe what I've seen our first lady that's actually in the role doing. So, I mean, maybe I'm uneducated in terms of what Melania is, or actually, no, is that our first lady's name? See, that's bad. Well, what Ms. Trump is doing in our first office, because actually, Melania, which is, I believe, is Trump's daughter's name. So that's funny, because I feel like she's more out there than his actual wife. And his first wife, actually. Yeah, I feel like she was more out there than our first lady is now. But, I mean, maybe I just am unaware of what she's doing out here in this world. But I'm not going to keep you lovely people much longer. I am going to actually, just upload this onto Anchor, but I think I'm going to do something separate. So if you guys want to hear what I talk about on our other platform, everyone is on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to now jump onto our iHeart Radio channel, or maybe our Stitcher channel, or maybe our Speaker channel, our Spotify, SoundCloud, any of those other platforms that we're on, and just listen to our content there at your own leisure. And we are actually, again, we'll be back tomorrow with the whole crew of us, and you'll be able to listen to your normally scheduled program. So thank you again for taking your time to listen to our Blog Talk Radio episode today. And again, we'll be back tomorrow with the whole gang of us, so you'll be able to enjoy all of our lovely voices and not just mine. Again, this is C, a.k.a. Corinne. And thank you for the support. And we just want to thank everyone for listening, because we have reached 1,000 listeners in just under a month of being on our other platforms. So we are so grateful for everyone listening, everyone sharing, everyone downloading. It means the world to us. So I speak on behalf of everyone from Real Girls across America when I say thank you, thank you, thank you. So on that note, we will talk to you guys again tomorrow. Have a great and wonderful day and enjoy the rest of the week.